Thank you for calling the Depro Provera help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel. This is Ahmad with Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new, it is a Depo Provera injury claimant on the line. Her name is Crystal Jules.
Awesome. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Emmanuel here on a recorded line. I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I do apologize. My phone is starting to go in and out. I have issues with it, but I could still hear you. But excuse me if I ask you to repeat yourself.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you for letting me know. And if we get disconnected by chance, what would be the best callback number for me to call?
My cell phone, the one we're speaking on now, 786-508-6059.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes, and I do want to let you know my baby is kind of fussy right now, so you might hear him in the background if you don't mind.
Not a problem. Thank you for letting me know in advance. So you'd like to participate, correct? And then also, just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't sent anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I
Okay.
have not signed with anyone else.
And now, would you be filing on behalf of yourself or on behalf of somebody else?
Myself.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking the brand name Depo-Provera for at least a year and four times?
Yes, I took it for 3 years,
Okay.
14 times.
Got it. Thank you. Let me put that there. And then you're a U.S. resident, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed on October 21st, 21.
10/21/21, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Let me plug that in. And then, do you know anybody else that took the shot that ended up getting sick like you or no?
Not that I'm aware of. That's not a general question I would ask, my company, but
Sure.
for my female friends, I can see if they had any effects.
Not a problem. And then, when did you start taking the depot?
You said when did I start? I started taking it on April 2018.
So you used it after 1992, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then
Yeah.
you took it until October of 21 when you were diagnosed. Is that right?
No, I stopped taking it October the year of 21,
Okay.
but I was diagnosed on the 21st.
Of 21, right? So you were diagnosed in
Yes.
21. Okay, and then you stopped using it October of 21 as well.
Yes.
Okay. Let me plug that in. And then can you confirm your gender for the recording?
Yes, my gender is a female.
And then Crystal comes in KRYSTAL, and then Jules JULES, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then the email that popped into my file is your first, oh no, it's lastname.firstname@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then we already verified your cell. What would be your current mailing address?
My current mailing address is 1140 Providence Court. If you need me to spell Providence, I can. Frederick, Maryland, 21703.
Perfect, thank you. And that's in Frederick County, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, when you were diagnosed, what was the name of the hospital or medical center or facility you got diagnosed at?
I was diagnosed at Adventis Healthcare called Shady Grove Medical Center.
In Maryland, right? Okay, I
I'm
see it
sorry,
here.
you said Maryland? Yes, it's
Yeah,
in Rockville, Maryland.
Rockville. Perfect. Okay, I see it
Yes.
here. And then I see the address, so let me plug that in. And then do you recall your doctor's name?
The doctor that gave me my injection?
The one that diagnosed you?
Yes, the one who diagnosed me was Dr. Caroline Young.
Dr. Caroline Young?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let me see her here. Just wanted to double check the spelling of her name. It's Carolynn. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay,
And
perfect.
Young is spelled
Wildman.
regularly.
Got it. Thank you. Now, were you diagnosed? Do you have any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
Do I have any prior diagnosis from this?
Of cancer? Correct. No?
No.
Perfect. Thank
No,
you for
this was my
confirming
first
that.
diagnosis.
And then, Carolyn Young, was she also the one that treated you?
That treated me with my injection.
No, not the one that gave you the injections, just the one that diagnosed you and has been treating you for the meningioma. Is that the same doctor?
I'm confused. The doctor who treated me and the doctor who diagnosed me.
Is it the same doctor? Correct. The one that diagnosed you and has been treating you for the meningioma, is that the same doctor, Dr. Carolyn Young? Or is there a different doctor?
No, the doctor who treated me after my tumor surgery was Dr. Paul Bannon. He did my radiation therapy. The doctor who did my brain tumor surgery was Dr. Jay Reed.
Dr. J. Reed.
No,
JAYREED.
yeah, you said last name REHEE.
No, REED.
No, REHEE.
Oh, okay.
My
RE.
apologies.
No, my apologies. Thank you for letting me know. So Dr. JAY and then REHEE.
Yes,
All
that
right.
is my neurosurgeon who did my brain tumor surgery.
Okay. And that was at the same facility, the Shady Grove?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. And now going back to the one that was prescribing the shots, what was their name?
The doctor who gave me the injections, that's what you mean by prescribed?
Correct.
Okay, yes. Her name is Dr. Carolyn Young.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm getting kind of confused the way you're asking me, so I'm trying to reiterate how you're asking me to have a better understanding.
No. And I appreciate you reiterating, and my apologies for confusing you. So, Dr. Carolyn Young was the one that gave you the shots. At which facility, which clinic?
She's also located at Shady Grove Medical
Okay,
Center.
perfect. That's convenient. All right, let me put that
Yeah,
in
this
here.
is a big facility. They do a lot there.
Actually, I'm looking at it. It's a huge. That's a big old hospital. And then let me put this here. Give me one second. It's having me copy and paste in a couple of different fields, so bear with me.
No problem.
And then will yourself or the medical center or the doctors have a copy of the medical records?
Yes,
Okay.
I can contact the hospital and obtain the documents that
Sure.
you need.
Perfect. Awesome. And then since I confused you the first time, so the doctor that found the meningioma, what was their name?
The doctor who found the meningioma was my neurosurgeon.
So Jay Reed? Jay Reed?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty. Let me put that in there. And then we're just about done. There's just a couple more questions here. This next one asks if you would like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we can continue the case for your loved one. Do you want to put one or not really?
No, I don't really have
Okay, not a
anyone.
problem. Let me put NA. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
My date of birth is September 8th, 93, 1993.
Okay, so 9/8/93, right?
Yes.
And then the social?
My last four social or my whole social?
You can do just the last four.
It's 3046.
Okay. And then let me go ahead and send you an automated DocuSign. It's going to come
Okay.
electronically via email and text message. You can open up either one. It takes you to the same place. My system is just
Okay.
double checking, making sure I didn't miss any of the fields, and then you'll see the
Okay.
notification here shortly. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to tap next. But I do see it was sent.
Okay. Yeah, I received it in my email. It's fine if I complete it on my phone while I speak with you,
yep,
or
absolutely.
Complete it once we're done speaking.
Oh, no, no. We'll complete it now, and then I'll confirm that it came through in the system, and then I'll let you
oh,
get back
okay.
Your day.
Okay, give me 1 second, because
yep.
I have my baby in my hand. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, take your time, please. No rush.
Okay, can you let me know if you received it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's refreshing here, and it does show completed. So you're all set for the moment. In about a week or so, depending on their workload, the firm will reach out directly. They're going to call, introduce themselves, double check the work that I sent over, make sure there wasn't any spelling errors or anything like that. So even though it'll be a shorter call than ours, it'll be a more important one, because once they reconfirm everything, they'll tidy you up in their system. But other than that, you're all set for now, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, well, thank you for helping me. Have a great day. Happy
Thank you,
holidays.
Crystal. You as well. Bye.
Goodbye.